Welcome to the April edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. We have 4 research papers and 2 engineering reports in this month's issue of the journal, with solutions for hearing impairment and important emphasis. Addressing the problems faced by hearing-impaired listeners, we publish a paper by Ben Shirley and Rob Oldfield that looks into the use of object-based audio handling as a way of isolating and controlling sounds that are important to such listeners. MPEG-H audio coding includes features that enable listeners to have greater control over the audio mix that they hear, allowing for the alteration of relative levels so as to improve intelligibility. There's also a special feature article this month on the advantages of hearing loops for assistive listening, written by Thomas Kaufman, Juliet Sterkins, and John Woodgate, all experts on audio for the hard of hearing. They look at the relative merits of different kinds of assistive listening systems for public spaces, concluding that hearing loops provide the preferred solution in most cases, even though they are not as widely used as they might be. At the same time, we publish a call for papers for a special issue of the journal dealing with music-induced hearing disorders. Looking further into this month's research papers, you will find a paper by Arkontis Politis and his colleagues from Finland on parametric spatial audio processing of spaced microphone arrays for multi-channel reproduction. Using the principles of directional audio coding, also known as DURAC, the authors show how a knowledge of spaced microphone configurations and their directional response can lead to parametric coding with a quality that is equal to or better than the standard high-quality version of DURAC. The approach also improves localization and reduces coloration at all frequencies. Chuck G. Chow, Bin Wu, and Andrew Horner present their work on the emotional characteristics and timbre of non-sustaining instrument sounds. They manage to show that sounds like the harpsichord, marimba, and xylophone give rise to positive emotional characteristics, while the guitar, harp, and plucked violin give rise to negative ones. Piano turned out to be neutral. It turned out that the decay slope and density of significant harmonics were governing timbral factors for many of the emotional characteristics. The acoustic center of a closed-box loudspeaker is shifted when it is placed in a linear array with 2 or 3 identical drivers, say Ji-Ho Chang, Joe Jensen, and Finn Arkervist. In general, it seems that the acoustic center of a loudspeaker at one side is shifted in the opposite direction to the other two, while that of the center one is shifted further away from the diaphragm. The authors suggest that if this phenomenon is taken into account, then sound field control using a loudspeaker array can be made more accurate. The first engineering report in the April issue concerns an application of miniature microphone arrays to stereo recording. It's claimed that by using array signal processing and beamforthing, various 2-channel and 5.1-channel patterns can be created, potentially suitable for use with microphones on handheld devices. Subjective tests appeared to confirm that some 2-channel arrays outperformed conventional MS stereo techniques, while the 5.1 array performed similarly to conventional microphone systems. Finally, Juan Aguilar provides an extensive review of gunshot detection systems in civilian law enforcement systems, including commercially available systems and current research. He looks into things like the acoustic signature of small firearms, electroacoustic sensors, and shooter localization in urban environments, highlighting topics that need further research and development. Aguilar concludes that it's hard to quantify the effectiveness of such systems in reducing firearm violence and crime, at least on the basis of available research. In addition to the feature on hearing loops mentioned earlier, we publish a summary of papers on game audio arising from the recent international conference held in London, England. Clear themes here are the development of generative music systems that can compose music for games on the fly, the control of emotional characteristics in game music, and various aspects of realism in game audio. We also offer a short soundboard feature by Richard King of McGill University on the topic of aesthetics in orchestra recording, in which he considers the different attitudes that can be taken to microphone techniques in live acoustical settings. You'll find all this, plus our regular roundup of reports from AES sections and an update on the latest audio product releases in the April issue of the AES Journal. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.